There may, in some sense or other, be many different universes, each with its own value for the cosmological constant. If this were true, then the only universe in which we could expect to find ourselves is one in which the total cosmological constant is small enough to allow life to arise and evolve. To be specific, if the total cosmological constant were large and negative, the universe would run through its life cycle of expansion and contraction too rapidly for life to have time to appear. On the other hand, if the total cosmological constant were large and positive, the universe would expand forever, but the repulsive force produced by the cosmological constant would prevent the gravitational clumping together of matter to form galaxies and stars in the early universe, and therefore give life no place to appear. Perhaps the true string theory is the one, if there is only one, that leads to a total cosmological constant in the relatively narrow range of small values for which life could appear. One of the intriguing consequences of this line of thought is that there is no reason why the total cosmological constant, including the effects of vacuum, quantum fluctuations, should be strictly zero. The anthropic principle requires only that it be small enough to allow galaxies to form and to survive for billions of years. In fact, for some time, there have been hints from astronomical observations that the total cosmological constant is not zero, but small and positive. One of these hints is provided by the celebrated cosmological missing mass problem. The most natural value for the mass density of the universe, and the value required by currently popular cosmological theories, is that density whose gravitational attraction would just barely allow the universe to keep expanding forever. But this density is about 5 to 10 times larger than is contributed by the mass in clusters of galaxies. As inferred from studies of the motions of the galaxies in these clusters, the missing mass might well be dark matter of some sort. But there is another possibility. As already mentioned, the effect of a positive cosmological constant is precisely like that of a uniform constant energy density, which, according to Einstein's famous relation between energy and mass, is equivalent to a uniform constant mass density. It is thus possible that the missing 80-90% of the cosmic mass density is provided by a positive total cosmological constant rather than by any sort of real matter. This is not to say that there is no difference between a real matter density and a positive total cosmological constant. The universe is expanding, so whatever the density of real matter is now, it was much larger in the past. In contrast, the total cosmological constant is constant in time, and so is the matter density to which it is equivalent,